Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
What is this one of those cover, isn't it?
I don't think so.
What song is it?
It's called "If There's a Hell Below, We're All Gonna Go."
Wow.
Yeah. Man, I tell you, if you can go back in time, I'd be like a black gangster in the 70s. With a nice suit. And various bitches by my side.
I want big hair.
Oh, I'd have big hair, too.
Yeah.
I've never heard that. This is not... What year did this come out?
Let me look and see real quick.
I mean, like, are you working me here on something?
No.
I've never heard this. Now that I know Curtis's... I knew Scotty Mayfield. I did not know Curtis.
1970.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a trippy song.
I didn't know it was on the Superfly soundtrack. I guess he did the whole soundtrack.
Move On Up is a good one, too. That's a good one. Hobby Dad Blame. You know, that's like when people go out on vacations and stuff. It's like, there's plenty of stuff around here to see.
Yeah. It's like the rule of, you know, take care of yours first before other people. Ukraine, various other countries I won't mention.
But like when you're like, man, I can't wait for the new music to come out. But, like, God, this is a song I've never heard that I know of before. That's good.
I get like that sometimes where you find, you know, some old stuff you didn't know about. Like, oh. But like, you can't remember it all to use.
When you find something and you're like, oh, my God. Like, that's what it's kind of daring on Best Damn Audio is when you find something and you're like, You play it and be, man, I heard that like 5 years ago.
Yeah. You'll have those people.
If you find like a song and you're like, oh my God, it's gotta be a viral sensation. You saw it was uploaded to YouTube 10 years ago. You're like, what the hell? How am I not finding this? That's okay though, to discover new stuff. Like that thing I found earlier. What's happening here? Oh, he decided to fly away.
Yeah, it was a little fade out because I think the original cut's like 8.5-9 minutes.
God, you're on some hardcore drugs then. If you do funky music for like 8 minutes long, like if you do any one song for longer than 8 minutes, it's drugs. There ain't no, unless it's a gospel song and they're trying to slow down the benediction and get some more people to come down forward. It's drugs. There's no question about it.
Because you know the band doesn't like it. They got to play the instrument over and over and over.
Well, you what, man? Dang gum, blame it. I want to play the song now that I was just telling you about off the air, but I can't.
Can you tell me what it's called? Write it down, maybe. I don't want to spoil it, and then people look it up and hear it first. Because it's not bad at all. You know, it's just It's not an editing issue.
No. Hold on.
It is hilarious. So.
You know what's great is if this was a recorded podcast, you wouldn't have all these little fun things where we have to pass notes. We'd edit them right out.
Yeah.
And that's why I like it. I would not want to. People wouldn't be able to call in and talk like we did a while ago. You know, that guy. Dave. DoorDash Dave. And then fun little things like that. Yeah, that thing that I was playing for you off the air, I was like, my God, this is like so innovative. This is so cool. This is so great. And then I went and looked at the... You ever heard this song before?
Yeah.
Well, it's a classic.
See, if you listen to the podcast, you won't even hear this. Rocks. So it's just the Rocks.
All right.
It's just the Rocks from Roxanne. Rocks. I mean, I love it so much. And I can't...
It's got to get going. It's good now, but when it gets going, it's really good.
I mean, it's like the new sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog.
Now, you know somebody showed Sting this. He's seen it, like Trudy or his kids or somebody.
Probably.
It's the best. That's all you need.
I love it. I'm putting my fist in there every time.
His pictures, too.
I love that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but that was uploaded 5 years ago. You know, it's not anything new. It's like there's good out there with the all the junk.
Look at that.
Okay. Let me tell you the other thing. So... gave you quite a cliffhanger about an hour and 20 minutes ago, and we never quite got to it. And I asked Paige if she was... Well, it's weird to see Trump in white shoes, is it not? He's wearing like some golf shoes.
He didn't have a tie on. He was kind of unbuttoned.
Casual Trump, yeah.
Sunday Trump, Sunday.
We're not doing a live show from Saudi Arabia. That was a joke. Right. Hell, we can't get live shows outside of South Carolina. What are we talking about?
Oh, half the Chattanooga? Time, don't come in Anderson really half the time.
No. So
that's a hot swinger zip, evidently.
We know about this from wrestling, and then of course UFC and some other thing. I don't even know what Riyadh means. I know it's Riyadh season. I kept calling it Ramadan the other day, and we all know that's a hotel chain. I believe
that's not right.
It is.
So I apologize on that Ramadan in that regard. In.
But when they show the commercial on wrestling. For Riyadh season, it makes it look like it's some kind of theme park.
Doom, 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 yeah. The big thing in wrestling, I'll just say this: you already think I have a vendetta against CM Punk. I don't really care one way or the other. But for years, when he did not work for WWE, they would go over to Saudi Arabia and do these shows. What's it called, Fat Boy Emerald? They made a special belt for it and everything.
God dang it.
But CM Punk says, that's blood money. I will not go and take that money from, get down to it. This is a bad place. I'm not going to take that blood money. Well, you know, this past Riyadh season, he went. He went and performed there.
I guess it's like a slogan, Riyadh is a city. It's the most populous city in Saudi Arabia.
So what does the season mean? Is it like the summertime? Like what they're doing is, you know, the big thing is when there would be big boxing matches, UFC, Super Bowl, things like that, you would see folks there that would have on maybe turbans and stuff. And to me, I was, oh, good, they got some money. They got some money. Right. You wear a turban, like you got some money, or you will humble him, you know, mm-hmm. like the orange cheek.
Cheeky.
Cheeky baby.
Randy Savage stole all his cocaine.
There was Beyonce, I want to say, went and did like a 2-song concert and got paid like $3 million. There was a couple other.
Yeah, I think Bieber did that too, right?
Justin Bieber. Apparently, this weekend was the Riyadh Comedy Festival. I'm telling you, they said, listen, we got so much money. Y'all coming to us now. We are not flying all over the world. Plus, have you seen America these days? Who wants to go?
What you really got to be
I careful. Like that PR. I do. America. We don't want to go there. All right. That's kind of the one I want to get going for Greenville, South Carolina. Like, we're good. We don't need to do the tourism stuff anymore.
It's hard to keep people out of here.
No, we're fine. So anyway, I did not realize the Riyadh Comedy Festival was going on, but Dave Chappelle appeared, Bill Burr appeared. Hmm. Remember, that's what they say, Paige, when they cut down a tree, right? Remember? Mm-hmm. From last week.
Bill Burr.
Louis C.K., who is controversial here in America for masturbating and having females watch.
Yep. You're in a way.
They caught a bunch of Aziz Ansari.
Who's on a comeback? For all he had to do was just kind of powder for a little bit. I mean, that's cool. I don't have an issue with it. But.
And Pete Davidson. And so anyway, they're catching a bunch of crap online for taking, quote, blood money. I'll be very honest with you. I don't know why they call it blood money. I mean, what is blood money?
How do you say that with any of that stuff?
Diamonds?
Yeah, because people die mining diamonds. We started. So it really is blood money.
Started saying it would live as far as whitewashing the atrocities that the Saudi government has been accused of. The Khashoggi issue.
Yeah.
Other stuff. The rights are...
Women's
stripping
the rights.
Yeah, stripping women's rights, which they've kind of peeled back on a little bit now. They're starting to drive more and wherever they want.
Do you, when you watch the wrestling, though, how many women do you see in the stands? I see young boys and men only.
Not very many. And then our women that go there still have to cover themselves.
Cover themselves.
You have to wear the loose clothes and scarf.
Like, that's just where I don't...
I wouldn't do it. It
wasn't always like that. If you go back and look at pictures of the Middle East in the 60s and 70s as far as the way the women dressed.
Dude, you could look up Libya in 1960. Libya, where you already, if you're an American, you have thoughts about Libya, where you think, at least me, I think Libya, oh. But it looked like any downtown American city, women wearing miniskirts of the 60s.
Yeah.
Everybody, I might have misspelled Libya, but I have Googled it before.
You looked up labia by accident.
But why the scarf and covering, like you have to cover everything. You can't even show like any of your shoulders.
I think it's starting to change a little.
Hopefully.
I think now that it's more of a religious thing. As far as, like, I think it's at the female discretion. I could be wrong.
The black robe thing.
Well,
it's very hot.
I told Fat Boy, I said, you imagine they come at us and said, hey, they want to have you over to, again, it's us. I realized it would never be a thing, but I'm just saying, like, Fat Boy says, I'd take it.
Oh, yeah, in a minute. I think the only people you can question about taking it there would be Chappelle and Burr, guys that are well, well to do loaded. I think if it's life altering money, you got to consider it. Look, you can always find a reason. Within reason, you know, like as far as how you trace this money back to whatever you want to justify it as, you know, good or bad.
Where it emanated from, like the original source?
What it was used for. I think within reason, it's got to be life changing. Now, it couldn't say like, you know, take 20 million bucks to go support somebody who's like, you know, actively killing people in front of you or something like odd, something completely insane.
I don't, yeah, like, help me figure that out. That's the social stigma or whatever, but, like, where does that, what is their, the fear-mongering with that, if lack of a better term? Like, why is it instantly you should feel that way?
A lot of people want to come off of a moral high ground as far as they insert themselves into situations that they don't affect either way. As far as like, you know,
sure.
Israel, Palestine, oh. Ukraine. May have relatives there, family there. But in the grand scheme of things, what you support and don't support, we've seen it locally on a boycott level, is not really going to make a dent. I saw people, you know, they were canceling their Hulus and their Disney, and then Kimmel came back. And like, so as far as like, you know, you wouldn't take life-altering money to go to a festival in Saudi Arabia. I mean, couldn't you assume, if you're not so cynical, that maybe they're trying to be on the up and up with some of this stuff from here on out?
Maybe.
But I see the arguments against
it's so volatile there.
The Khashoggi situation
I
and
think
others.
Saudi Arabia is safe, but there are a few places that I'd want to go in the Middle East right now.
Saudi Crown Prince, where's his mom? Like, there are a lot of things you could point to. You can have an issue with it either way. But it'd be very hard to turn down if somebody came to you and said $10-15 million.
Well, they could also say, where's the Scientologist preacher's wife? I mean, there's all the, every country's got those weird mysteries or whatever. Like Christopher Walken, you were on the boat that night.
I don't think he'll ever say anything. Nope. Get the guy immunity so you can tell us what happened. Close that story.
Man, I know. Like, that's one of those things where, like, God, there's more to that, but I don't know, you know.
Like,
worried about the Epstein list. I want to find out what he was doing on that boat that night. I want to know about Chappaquiddick.
Still talking about that. I can, within reason, find a way to come off of any kind of moral position.
If
I could change other people's lives. If it came down to my family like living a lot better,
yeah,
just because I'd make an appearance somewhere for quote-unquote blood money, okay.
You would.
We're talking about 5, 10, 15, life-changing money.
Yeah.
They're paying people, they're paying certain sports talk personalities in this country, allegedly, to go over there and watch a boxing match for $5-10 million a clip just to appear and watch a match.
Pat McAfee.
No.
Oh.
But you know,
they turned it down?
Allegedly, they turned it down.
It's easy
if it was offered.
It's easy to say that when, like, nobody's going to be able to source that and say, yeah, they really offered you that.
Exactly.
Because you're saying a country offered you money to come perform.
Allegedly, they offered Tom Brady $75 million to go play a flag football game for one game. Now, he disputes it. Who knows? But I can almost guarantee he's not doing it for free.
No. Would you?
No. Especially not.
Well, yeah, but he's one of those, like you said, with like Chappelle. I mean, the guy could buy an entire state in America if he wanted to, money-wise.
So what's the motivation at that point? Is it really like they say in the movie Wall Street, what's your number? Everybody has a number, and he says more. That's the number.
Apparently. I mean,
Chappelle don't need it. None of those comedians need it, per se. But they're in a position to where it's enough money to make you pay attention to.
It's also this, too. Like, we've talked about it before. Or, you know, I brought it up. I get very jealous of athletes and art, you know, musicians and stuff like that who get to perform. I mean, what we do isn't it's not a performance, but what we do is like we talk. I don't know. What I'm trying to say is those guys get to, like, your music hits in wrestling. You get to walk out in the crowd's chanting your name or whatever. Like, I don't think anybody's chanting our names or anything. I'm sure people get excited when the show starts or hopefully or whatever.
Yeah.
But never get that on the money feeling of you know, mattering or whatever. So if you go to an arena, you could be a zillionaire. You can't reproduce that feeling of everyone here is chanting my name. So I feel exciting. So powerful right now.
Plus with our culture, like, it translates to Japan very well because, you know, they're all about the Americana and our pop culture. But how does our entertainment pop culture translate to Saudi Arabia, you know, Iraq, other places they try to, you know?
I think with social media, it's probably pretty about the same people.
That's always hard. Happening. It's hard for me to gauge. Then what's next? Like, can you fault these countries if you're trying to industrialize, you know, revolutionize and build these cities up?
Are they big fans of, like, wrestling and football and baseball, honestly?
Everything, like you were saying, everything Americana.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they used to say, and I don't know how it goes now, America got their fashion from Europe, and then it would come around this circle, and it would go back around, and then Japan and you know, Asia, I guess, in general, would catch up on that. Like, you know, in the early 2000s, they were dressing like the 80s over there.
Yep.
And it's this interesting the wheel progression, you know. It's almost like the vehicles in Cuba now. Like, they just stopped making them in the 60s. They just stopped making new cars.
The money you take for whatever, you
I understand
don't really
the importance of that,
but, like, you don't know where that stuff's coming from or
it's like
how it was obtained.
It's like this ring that I have is a signet ring that was made, my uncle made it out of my dad's wedding band. And he's got, and they molded it and made it into. But what was it prior to that? Could it have been some person? Probably, likely was somebody of something like gold and silver and like all that. Like, you don't know where it originally was. Like, it could have been part of stuff over in WW2 where they went and stole everybody's stuff and put it in that church. You know, all the
gold.
The monuments men and hiding all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know. And that's the reason why they loved gold is because literally melt it down. It's nothing. I mean, you don't know whose that was. I mean, that's why the alchemy was, and will always be the big thing.
Plus, any reasonable person would look at your situation and be like, you know what? I would at least have considered it. That's life-changing money. You can't fault somebody for taking a few million bucks.
Yeah, so this text says, the reason I don't like Saudi Arabia is because of our reliance on their oil. Now, I get what you're trying to say with that, but like, how are you going to be mad at them for that, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, our own people are the ones saying, don't frack here. I tell them to frack off.
You know? It's tough when we have more oil than anybody. By a lot.
Reserves. But here's the thing, like, do we know that? Like, we're told that, but do we know that? Because why would we be bringing it in over
there? Yeah, that's another thing, too. And I hate that you got to question that, but, you know, what are we fed as far as information?
And why would you hate them or dislike them because of our reliance on them? Like our own people making us dislike somebody else because of their ways. It's like you holler at the woman at the cash register because of the owner's rules.
And
you
also
know?
People aren't gonna jump into electric cars and
it does suck how they in Russia are in cahoots to kind of dictate the commodities market as far as fuel and energies go and whatnot. You know, when your gas goes up, you gotta, like, it was $2.98 a gallon here last week, you're like, oh, okay. Russia's in the news again. We called them out. They got pissed.
Yeah, but when you talk about like the shorts and the futures and stuff of stock and commodities, like if you're in the government and you realize something like that's going to happen, that's why those people that only get paid $200,000 or $300,000 a year are worth millions and millions of dollars. I mean, come on. Anybody can figure that out.
Insider trading is a lot like holding in football. It happens every play. Yeah. You just call it when you call it. You know people are doing it.
Copy trading.
How would you not? You'd be foolish to not even, you know, have the information and try to get it.
Yeah. So, I think it's the Khashoggi thing, Fatboy. You're right. I mean, that was the big thing. And then you got Yemen, too. I didn't even think about that. But then again, there's stuff, like you said, we look past other countries. Like I've said a zillion, I'm wearing Nikes today. I've seen that documentary. I know that this pair of shoes cost $1.50 and the person making them got paid $700.
I love Nikes. Like, I would never not love them.
I know. And I know the way that allegedly it could have changed. Now, I saw the documentary about the factory where they live in the factory and work like 18 hours a day.
Oh, God. I love these people.
I love big box
retailers. I love their shoes, though.
Okay.
I love big box retailer. Even though they have a sweatshop in China where people were forced to live there, like Millscript. And, right, pretty much just indentured servitude.
That's exactly the. Okay.
Getting riled up.
Well, but riled up about something that like literally doesn't change. Like, I like your way of thinking about that. I mean, it's like until you get your own house in order, you can't worry about the person across the street.
Exactly.
Oh, go out on that. Right. That was a good one.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ring Show.
Hello.
How you doing, Bill?
Who?
How do you want to be introduced?
Who is this?
Stan.
Stan, I don't know.
The Marienthal brothers.
Who?
The Marienthal brothers.
I don't know who you are.
Because you stink.
What?
You stink.
You kiss my ass.
You don't have to be a nerd to disappoint what? People.
Kiss my ass. You go to hell. Hello?
How you doing, Bill?
Huh?
How you doing, Bill?
I... Huh?
You stink.
You kiss my motherfucking ass.
Oh, boy.
Hello?
You stink.
You go to hell, you motherfucker.
Ta-da! Zoom. You stink.
Don't call us number again.
No. Wait, we don't want hostility from the families.
You go to hell, you motherfucker.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Oh, speaking of...
Oh, honey!
Speaking of urethras.
Yours, not mine. Give me mine, urethra.
Paige?
Sir?
Have you ever been on the freeway of love?
Don't lie.
No.
No.
You lied.
I've been on the freeway many a times.
Oh, yeah.
How'd you get your pants so tight? I don't know what you're doing.
Well, I ate too much.
Baked cookies for
must
2 years.
Be living right.
These are my tight-fitting jeans.
Tight-fitting jeans.
All my jeans were... I was a big fan of Conway Twitty.
I got all the maps you need.
Oh, yeah. So...
Ain't it sin? Just take a ride in my machine.
Whose car would you get in? Hers, Billy Ocean's. Because remember, he was like, get in my car. Get in my car.
He was a little aggressive with it.
Or if the person said, your place or mine. Which car are you getting into? It's the new let's make a deal.
Oh, God. Mm.
Now, you know, Paige was a presumptuous hooker. She just got in assuming.
Trixie, who do you want?
Don't get in that car.
You want whore number one, whore number two, or whore number three?
A violent death.
Paige, you were telling us about the sex dream you had about Bad Bunny last night.
Yeah, I did.
Why? No, I didn't. You don't think he's put your racism out of this for a minute.
Try to
racist.
At least.
I wanted Metallica to do this.
That would never happen, but
I don't know why it won't, because they there again, I don't know. It's nothing. I think he's funny as hell, Bad Bunny.
I like him. I just want
He was good on wrestling that time.
He's going to host SNL this week.
Is it back live?
Yep.
He's kind of funny.
Are they doing SNL live from Saudi Arabia this week?
Yeah, they might at some point.
I didn't even mention that. We were talking about Saudi Arabia. That's where WrestleMania is next year. Or a year after next.
And then Rumble next year, right?
Like how close before we have Super Bowl live at Riyadh season? Well, it can't be because it's in the fall.
Dude, when they announced last night that they were going to announce at halftime who's going to sing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking forward to it. I was like, it's going to be another rapper. Which, I guess it is, but he's good.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, like, I've asked myself that, too. Like, what is with that? Is it some kind of puppet master kind of thing? But it's just like, that's the style of music that mainstream most people like. It's the hippity-hoppity. I mean, it just is.
Yeah. It's hard to find somebody that's going to attract everybody. They want the women and they want the younger people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, because women are, they assume that they're going to watch the halftime show.
Maybe they use this next year.
You're a bastard. Miss Rachel. I'm sharing. And this is a good rule. Never share.
No.
Because it comes back to get you.
He will mock you.
I was looking for that song that I was going to... Oh, I was looking for a big Bad Bunny song. And I only took 2 years of Spanish. I can't tell you what...
Go for
this. And I'm not being a dick. I just don't... I can't pronounce the songs. I don't know what his big song was. But I know... And this is such a white person to say, I don't care. They all sound alike to me. It's like reggae music. All sounds is... I mean... I realize the Bob Marley's over the, you know, whoever's, but like, it's just that, it just sounds, but again, you know, many would say that about rock music or country music, you know, that they know when the chorus is going to kick in on a country song, like you can 9 times out of 10 tell.
I can't even play what we got from him here because I don't know if he says anything bad in Spanish.
See, I don't,
it's already in the system.
If it's in the system, then it's likely...
But we could pull from other stations. Like, I've, you know, some of the stuff's rough as far as, like, you know, cut.
So, and I don't... Fatboy, you can throw in on this. I don't know if this... Was it rumored or is it true that they offered it first to Taylor? You know what? I'm going to say her last name. I know I don't have to. You know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But I refuse to just call her Taylor. Uh-huh. Taylor Swift. You could have thought I was talking about
Hicks
or you know, someone who makes men's suits, you know, a Taylor
or Taylor Momsen.
Yeah, right. I would love to see her at the Super Bowl.
Oh, I'd love to see her anywhere.
I read
as long as she was made up, right?
I read some stuff.
I like her.
After they announced Bad Bunny, this issue turned it down. I read a few things.
Uh huh.
Which would have made sense if you know they went if she would have done it this year. They go to her, you know, the engagement announcement's huge. Yeah. Capitalize, keep riding that wave. You've already kind of, we all thought you were building up to it anyway for the past 2 years, showing her at games. And
so know. Do they really, is it really, I mean, I believe nothing anymore. Do they really not get paid? Like, are they, because I get it, what it does for your career. I mean, yeah. I know what it does to your record sales and your tour and putting you part of that pop culture lineage of like being an SNL host or being on the cover of the Rolling Stone, like that's one of them things.
I like Lady Gaga's performance there. That was really good.
I really don't. I don't think
outside of Kung Fu Kenny last year, they've all come off recently to me as like satanic crap. I mean, dude, that especially with The Weeknd, that was, you got to be honest, that was just some weird, sadistic. We're past pretending to be Satanists just to rile up the young kids and sell rebellion as a commodity. We're past that now. That's where you're literally being very blatant with that crap. So
there's a
Dua Lipa, a witch. I'm telling
you. Why do you say that?
I'll tell you off there.
Okay.
There's a legality to it that they have to give you something, right? It's like, you know, Trump, he's got to take at least a salary.
$1.
It says the NFL covers production costs and pays performers a union scale wage.
Oh, which scale.
It says it's less than $1,000 for the performance and rehearsals.
See, now that's where she could use her power and say, listen,
I'm not doing
you that. Need me more than I need you.
Oh, God.
I mean, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. There's nothing that can make her star power bigger. Nothing.
She is the biggest musician in the world.
Which is insane.
Dollars.
I mean, she's talented. I'm not taking... But that's just... It's just wild to think. But yeah, she needs... They need her more than she needs
them.
And it is the most popular sports league in the world.
But maybe she just wants to enjoy possibly her man going to the game and...
That ain't gonna happen.
Not performing. He's not...
Not this year.
Not this year.
I mean, they won yesterday, but I mean, come on.
I don't know again.
It's the Panthers year. We all know that. Except yesterday.
I hope. I like the Panthers.
Need a number one receiver. Better trade for one.
So I don't even know if she really like did turn it down, but he said that he will play it, and it will be in Santa Clara.
I know
that's in California.
Yes, it is.
Why would they have not gone to her? So I believe that she turned it down because if you were ever going to ask her to do it, now would have been the time.
Why do you say that?
You don't think it would have been the year where the Chiefs were actually playing?
Yes. Which, look, they could, but, I mean, this stuff's booked way ahead of time, so. And they still
have... What, their relationship?
And they still have a good chance of going, you know. They could, you know, they'll probably get in the playoffs.
Like, down deep, honest to God, down deep, how often do they see each other? FaceTime. Not on the damn app, but I mean, like, being in the same room.
If you have that much money, you can probably fly and see each other.
Well, his off season, you know, he was following her around everywhere a good bit.
Yeah.
I don't know as far as, like, you know, her just schedule allows.
Private plane, go there for two nights.
You think it's a real relationship, though?
I do.
You do? Why?
I do. I think they love each other.
Yeah.
Why not?
Could you imagine?
If I was him, I'm just being real.
They're both good-looking people.
If I am him, I would always constantly be looking over my shoulder.
Four.
It's an odd position to be in. There's a lot of people.
Why do you say that? That's so sad. There's no romance for people like that.
No. Well, don't get me started on that. No, it's more or less... I don't know. Think of that power. Like, I just said that, and I kind of doubted myself. But no, I mean, she needs – the NFL needs her more than she needs him. So there's nothing that's going to make her any bigger. I mean, nothing that can make her
any bigger. It's the perfect marriage for a performance, but now it has to happen now.
But what if it's real and they just want normal and they happen to love each other?
Well, I was talking about the performance itself. Like, it's got to happen now to have the most pop to it.
You know, I'm turning into a paranoid person, aren't I? I don't know. It's just... It's, I am.
I don't say turn into.
I know.
I promise I don't smoke.
I mean, I just...
Are you okay?
There was a while in America where it seemed like a lot of these, like... relationships and stuff were like arranged, like any of the
Hollywood
Kardashian stuff, or who's the one girl that kept being like the one where people would date her to get a rung up. I can't remember what her name was, and then she became the one that was Ariana Grande.
Wow!
Now
she's
like the untouchable one. She's
look
also a witch, I feel.
Look, we were taught, we were always taught to question everything, right? And figure it out for yourself. But when you start doing that, it's hard not to do it with everything.
Especially when, like, if I was a boss right now, like not a boss bitch or even a boss hog, but like a boss, you know,
maybe boss.
A menager.
I think I'd rather be a boss bitch than a boss hog.
But if somebody sent me a picture of like their doctor's note, or of them sitting in a ER or whatever. I'm going to say, how do I know this is real?
Based on just this past weekend where everybody was getting attacked by a scream killer or hanging out with Ninja Turtles, I don't know what's real anymore.
Right. Why don't make?
Like, I mean, seriously, like that. It's kind of bizarre. Yeah. And it's kind of like just accepting something as, I don't know. But then when you find out that half this crap, like people come to this town, Greenville, South Carolina, and they're like, I want to know where the bridge is. I must go see the bridge. It's what your town's known for. I'm like, it ain't even been there my whole life.
No.
You have to actively try now to not be cynical about most stuff. Because that's the default now. That's how we're trained.
What are you cynical about?
Societal.
I mean, every single thing. Like, you don't believe that it's real. It's all a work.
I could be.
I see it. You know, like, I don't want to be. It's all... It's a way to sell something. It's a way to sell football games. It's a way to sell movies. It's a way to sell music. I get it.
But people start looking at it like they're like when you start a new brand or a new product, they're like, take the audience on the journey with you. But then people do look at their regular life as that, like, go on this journey with me. But if you're always watching everybody else's damn journey, you're not journeying nowhere yourself.
There is an inflated sense of self-worth through everybody.
It adds to that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It adds to that, like, I'm guilty of it. Like when I went hiking, I made a compilation video of me hiking. Who cared?
A lot of us need to watch Fight Club again.
I pretended to be
great movie.
I pretended to be Ping in the video.
Oh,
but it was really the dam. You could hear the water rushing.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. I took that one down though.
It's too much.
It was. It was too much.
Man, you should go to the doctor.
I pretended to, like, pan the camera down and show him, and I really didn't.
You got too strong of a stream. I'm worried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Hoover Dam.
Oh, wow, Matt. That's like saying people want to – you know, you kiss my ass. I got hired to do this job, you bastard.
Oh.
Somebody wants to hear you talk for 4 hours. Like, well, yeah, apparently so. And they have for 20-plus years, bitch.
Oh!
Dickhead, don't come at me like that on a Monday. If it's a Tuesday, I'd let it go.
Who are you getting so upset?
This unknown person? Oh, it's probably a bot.
Shame on you, bot. It's
probably a Russian
Go
bot.
Away. Go away, bot.
We get Tim again. We get the medicine.
It's probably Fat Boy over there. He gets bored with the conversation. He sends in a text that gets me irritated. Kiss my ass. Why are you listening then if it sucks? Dick. All right, good morning, everybody.
There's a comment in there.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.